أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All the brothers. Alhamdulillah, 2 weeks ago we started the new year, Muharram and 1439, the month of Muharram and 1439, and the last Friday when I spoke here, we talk about those six categories who Allah loves. So I related with the new year resolution. So why don't we make this as our resolution to become those six peoples who Allah loves? So that should be our resolution for the year. So let's try to be part of those six groups. And then Quran says so many places, Inna Allaha yuhibbul, you know this word, Inna Allaha yuhibbul, and then we will fill up, we filled actually last Friday six people, Mohsineen, we talk about Tawwabin, Mutatahireen, Muttaqeen, Mutawakkileen, and Muqsiteen. So last Friday I said, I will go one by one in next few weeks inshallah. So today is Mohsineen. So the first category, those who Allah loves, is Inna Allaha yuhibbul muhsineen. We studied very well all these six categories. Now we are studying about everything about muhsineen. So what is ihsan? Why it is so important? Who is the best person, or who is the best who deserve our ihsan? What is the reward of the ihsan? So this is today's khutbah. Inshallah, we will talk about this today, inshallah. So this is, what is ihsan? So last time I also mentioned, the ihsan comes from husun, beautify, beautiful. We say haseen, haseen o jameel. So the word husun comes from beautify and good. When we talk about ihsan, is actually any good deed which we do with perfection and excellence and with kindness. So that's why we say ihsan. So those who do all these good deeds with these qualities like perfection, excellence, kindness, those are muhsineen. So we will talk about those. So Allah also talk about what is ihsan and who are those who Allah loves. So we will go slowly. So first thing I want to share the definition of ihsan. I already talk about grammatically. Now I will say from hadith. So there is long hadith, I extracted the part where the ihsan is defined. So the hadith is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it's from Sahih Bukhari. So the translation of hadith is, the man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He talked about what is Islam and all those things, and then he said, what is ihsan? So he asked actually, so we will see. So the hadith says, the man again asked, so you can see the continuation. So, O Allah, O Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is ihsan? Which is actually perfection. So what is ihsan? So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ihsan is to worship Allah as you see him. And if you do not achieve this state of devotion, or a state of worshipping Allah with full devotion, if you cannot achieve, then take it for granted that Allah sees you all the time. Because Allah is Basir. So this is the definition which comes from Hadith. What is Ihsan? So whenever we perform any worship, so we, if you see the scope of the worship is other than everything included which we do with the good intention to please Allah is worship and with taqwa. So if you see the scope of worship is everything. So whenever we perform anything, perform that worship, consider that as a worship. Any good deed is, can be worship, not only salah, not only, you know, hajj, zakah, fasting, Ramadan. Everything which we perform with good intention is worship. So whenever we perform any deed of worship, consider Allah is watching us. So that's actually the level of ihsan. This is ihsan. And if consider you are actually seeing Allah. If you cannot achieve, then Allah is always watching you. So that's actually the definition of Hadith. So why it is so important? The second part. Why it is so important? I defined what is ihsan. So now what is special about it? Because Allah commands in Quran to do ihsan. So we recite every Friday. What we recite every Friday? Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Every Friday we revive that commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We revive that. So this is so important because Allah in Surah Nahl, ayat 90, Allah commands us to perform ihsan. So that's why it's so important. So that you can see it's a hukum. It's order of Allah. Like, do ihsan. And Allah also, wa ita'i dhil qurba, and give it to those who are close to you. And then now we will see the degrees of ihsan, how we achieve ihsan. So I explain what is ihsan from Hadith. I explain why it is so important from Quran. Now I am talking about how we achieve that level. So the ihsan is superlative degree. Superlative degree of what? The highest maximum state of a believer is ihsan. So in Quran is categorized like, first we become believers. We believe in Allah and all those things. We believe in Allah, Prophet, angels, hereafter, all these things, books. So that's, we become believers, we become Muslim and Momin. So the first degree is Mominin. And then we perform everything, and then we start giving rights where they belong. If I'm a father, I give rights to my children. If I'm a husband, my rights to my wife. If I'm a son, my rights to my parents. If I'm an employee, my rights to employers. So we perform we give all the rights as if Allah is watching us all the time. So that's, we achieve taqwa. The second category, mu'min. First category, mu'min. Then we achieve taqwa. Like we consider everything what we do, and we give all the rights where they belong. That's actually we achieve taqwa. The third category. So whenever we perform any good deeds, we perform with excellence. So that's actually the highest level of a believer to attain ihsan, and then first become mu'min, and then become muttaqin, and the last level is muhsinin. So the highest level of us can be like muhsin. So Quran also mentioned that. So I extracted from this. So the translation is Surah Ma'idah. So it says, "Amanu summattaqu wa ahsanu." So look at this. "Amanu summattaqu wa ahsanu." So first believe. Those who believe, and then they fear Allah, and then they do ihsan. So Allah loves those people who are muhsinin. So this is the category. And then who deserve our ihsan the most? According to Quran, whenever Allah talk about so many places, it's the five places Allah talk about ihsan with parents. So the best, you know, the person who deserve our ihsan is our parents. Because whenever Allah talk about worshipping Allah and do not associate any other deities with Allah, Allah talk about wabil walidaini ihsana right after that. So you can see the importance of doing ihsan with your parents. So I wanted to highlight, this is a different topic, doing ihsan with your, you know, parents, how we can do that. That is different topic, but why you can see the best candidate for our ihsan is our parents. So we have to remain this in our mind. And then who are muhsinin? So now I will share some definitions, some people who Allah mentioned in Quran these are the people who Allah loves, and why the, I will complete some ayat for you. So those who spends in the time of when they have everything, like plenty of, you know, income, and when they have in the time of hardship. So those who spend, those who control their angers, and those who forgive others. So these three categories. So because all these verses talk about wa anfiqu fi sabilillahi wa tulqu bi aydikum ila tahluka wa ahsinu innallaha yuhibbul muhsinin. Surah Baqarah 195. So Allah says, spend in the way of Allah. And then in another verse which is very famous, Surah Ali Imran, alladhina yunfiquna fis-sarai wal-gharai. Those who spend in the hardship and in the beautiful, you know, when they have plenty of money, and those who control their anger, and those who forgive or pardon others' mistake. So Allah, inna Allah, after that Allah says, wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. So why is related, you know, with muhsinin? Because those people who have these qualities and those who perform these good deeds, they are muhsinin. So I categorize this one as like, who are muhsinin? So according to these ayat, these are the people muhsinin. Now we will quickly conclude, what are the rewards of muhsinin? So this is all about muhsinin today. This is the first category, who Allah loves. So this is the, now I will share. So the first, definitely for most, Allah loves those who are muhsinin. The first reward, Allah loves them. Allah loves, and the love of Allah is not like, you know, the love of in this world. I love my parents, I love my children. So this is not this love. This is Allah's love for we are slave of Allah. We are servants of Allah. So love means if we love Allah, we perform all His duties, like all His rights, the way Allah sees us, with like perfection. So that's actually the love of Allah. Then when we perform all these duties, then Allah loves us means Allah fulfill our needs. Allah takes care of our matters. So that's actually the definition of love between us and Allah. And then, you know, the beautiful verse from Quran, ayat, you know, hal jazaul ihsan illa al ihsan. This is amazing ayat. Like, if we do good deeds with others, we always get good as well. And this is not only for this world, it's in the hereafter as well. So when we perform good deeds in this world, we always get good deeds from response from others. And as a result of ihsan, we will get ihsan in hereafter. So this is amazing. So not only we get equal ihsan, you know, the translation of this, hal jazaul ihsan illa al ihsan, like same, yeah, good versus good. But in Quran, another ayah mentioned, lallazina ahsanul husna wa ziyada. So this ayah says, those who perform ihsan, they will get good in return, but if they will get even more. Allah mentions in Quran, Allah will give them more. So that's actually an extra benefit of doing ihsan. So this is the second benefit. The third one, and no fear and grief. So those who always, you know, please Allah, and then they do ihsan, so they will have no fear and they will have no grief in the hereafter. So this is actually the ayah I am reciting. Bala man aslama wajhahu lillahi wa huwa muhsinun falahu inda rabbihi wala khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. So this is the ayah from Surah Baqarah 112. So however, one who accepts Islam in submission to God, to Allah, and does good, will have his reward with Allah. Such people will have nothing to fear nor to grieve about. So this is the reward. We will have no fear if we perform ihsan in this world. Allah's mercy is close to those who are muhsinin. So the ayah is beautiful. Inna rahmatullahi qareebun minal muhsinin. Inna rahmatullahi qareebun minal muhsinin. So indeed, mercy of Allah, rahmat of Allah, is close to muhsinin. So this is another reward. When we do good deeds with perfection, with excellence, Allah's mercy is very close to us. The sixth one is guaranteed reward. So whenever we perform good deeds with ihsan, Allah says, "Wasbir, fa inna Allah la yuzi'u ajra al-muhsinin." Allah will not waste the reward of muhsinin. Allah will not waste the reward of muhsinin. The last one is Allah is with them. So the beautiful ayat I will recite is Surah An-Kabut, the last ayah, amazing ayah. وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينَا, those who strive hard in our ways and they struggle hard, so we guide them to our path. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Indeed, Allah is included with the muhsinin. Allah is with those muhsinin. Those perform everything with ihsan, kindness, excellence. This is all about ihsan. Today we covered the first category, who Allah loves, from the last khutbah, from those six categories. Today is about muhsinin. So I will just quickly summarize. So, you know, what we talk about, so the ihsan is superlative degree of mu'min. Mu'min and then muttaqin and then muhsinin. And why it is important? Because Allah orders, every Friday we recite this ayah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Every Friday, we will hear every Friday this. And we hear and we will hear. And then, you know, who are muhsinin? Those who spend in the way of Allah, either they have less money or plenty of money. So that's actually the first part, people who are muhsinin. The second one, those who control their anger. And the third one, those who forgive people their mistakes, their small mistakes. So this is the third category. And what are the benefits? Allah loves them. We will get good if we do good with others. Allah will give us more actually. So this is extra benefit. There will be no fear, no grief in hereafter for us if we are muhsinin. Allah's mercy will be close to us. And the guaranteed reward, Allah will not waste our good deeds. Allah is with them. Inna Allah lama'a al-muhsinin. So this is, I will conclude here with this dua. May Allah make all of us from those people who are muhsinin. Those who are people of ihsan. So we need to forgive small mistakes of others. We need to perform all good deeds with excellence. So this is Allahumma ja'alna min al-muhsinin. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.